This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise, where everyone is riding on a satellite, sending signals, praying for miracles. We should have seen this coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, back here for a very special Matt Mechanic edition of the BCP. Guys, please welcome back to the show. Good friend of the show. Haven't seen him in a while, but ahead of his match tonight here at ISPW, again, someone you're starting to know really well, Mr. Bulldog Pittman. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Please welcome back to the show our good friend, Mr. Eric Corvus. Mr. Corvus, welcome back. How are you, bro?
Bob, let's settle down the applause. Let's settle down the applause. I know last time we talked, for like almost an hour and a half on the podcast.
Hey, man.
We got deep into it, but stuff to say that my mindset has changed a little bit since that conversation.
Yeah, for sure, man. And a couple things, let's get, not even just the formalities out of the way. Like, it really is good to see you, man. We'll talk shop in a little bit. I'm not going to take too much of your time because I know you got a match to prep for against Bulldog Pittman. We'll talk about that later. But I saw you at the last ISPW event.
Yep.
Straight up, not even just being kind here, did not recognize you. I saw you walk in the building. I was like, oh, man, you know, it's just a guy, whatever. You come over and say, hello. I'm like, oh, Corvus, that's you. You look great, man. You look great. You've been putting in the work. I talked to you a little bit. Whatever you're comfortable with sharing, man. But you look great. You're putting in the work, man. Is it just the motivation to get better as a pro wrestler? Why all the changes?
Listen, as much as I would like to say it's for professional wrestling, it's not. It's for me personally. My health wasn't the best. Started having some chest pains. Realized I needed to make some changes to my lifestyle. And just went about doing that. The weight loss and stuff is an extra bonus. But not feeling like I'm gonna die every single day.
That's good.
is the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
Because if you're performing in a professional wrestling ring, that's high strain on your body, man. And if your ticker's not working right, I don't wanna be the indie guy that drops dead in the middle of the ring.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So I changed up my diet, I changed up my daily habits, and losing weight's nice, but hopefully I don't die.
Seriously, man, all joking aside, you look great, man. You know, take my hats off to you right now, man. You said it was mostly diet, man. You look great in the ring, man. It's awesome. But we got to talk about this. We're dancing around it here, man. Someone you've been dancing around, Bulldog Pittman. What is this, like your third match, I believe, with him right now. Your thoughts going into this one? I know it's the backstage interviewer in me, but I got to ask, man, is this personal at this point?
It wasn't at first. The first time me and Pittman faced off, it wasn't even supposed to be him and I against one another. It was supposed to be him versus HC Loken, and I was just filling in.
Yeah.
You know? And I've seen Pittman around, but I know he's still green behind the ears. Like, I get it. He's new, and I made a mistake. As a veteran of 22 years, I made a mistake. I took him lightly because he was newer in the business, and he got the better of me in that first match. And when a new guy beats a veteran like that, it's hard not to take that personally. It's hard not to get heated about that. So the next time that we squared off, I wasn't taking him lightly. I was gonna let him know who the hell Eric Corvus was, sure, who the hell the Matt Mechanic was in that ring, and he did. And that second time, I walked away with the victory. Now, I guess you could say this is the rubber match, but I thought he was in my rearview mirror after that last win.
Yeah.
You know, I really didn't feel like I want to wrestle other people here. As a pro wrestler, you want to broaden your horizons. You want to wrestle as many different people as possible. That's the only way that you can get better. By wrestling this dude again, not taking him lightly again, I'm just going to beat him again. And then hopefully ISPW moves me on to bigger and better things, hopefully championships in mind.
All right, man. And then I was going to ask you about your goals, but real quick, I got to ask you this. Just calling it down the middle, man. I'm getting good at this journalism thing, man. calling it down the middle, man. I like to psychoanalyze you guys.
Yep.
This isn't the Corvus I knew, man. You, and I'm just calling it right down the middle, man. I'm not trying to get personal here, man. You've given me so many opportunities, man. I got to play you out on several occasions. It was so cool. You've always helped people in this business, man. I feel like this Corvus now, man, the fans aren't really behind you as much. I feel like you're a little bit more selfish than you used to be, man. I mean, obviously, you talked about that health scare. Did something change within Eric Corvus?
So, yeah. I liked helping people. I liked helping people get opportunities. I liked help train people and teach people. I liked my connection with the fans. This is gonna seem so stereotypical, but let me ask you this. Okay. Like, as somebody who has seen me wrestle countless times,
yes.
Do you think that at any point in my career, I was as far as I should have been in this business? That I was getting the opportunities that I deserve in this business? Like, shouldn't I have been on a bigger stage?
I believe you should have.
Shouldn't more eyeballs have been seeing me?
Calling it down the middle, I believe you should have, yes.
Well, so did I. And I, like, I'm not saying that putting all of my concentration into others was the reason that I didn't, but it couldn't have helped, you know? I don't necessarily consider myself a bad guy, a heel. I don't. Sometimes you just have to start worrying about yourself. Yeah. And notice now, I'm on shows all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm almost on a full-time wrestling schedule. I'm close to be able to live off of the money that I make from professional wrestling. And that is because I stopped concentrating on everyone else and I started concentrating on me. And they don't seem to like it, and that's fine. They're allowed to feel that way. Wrestling fans are allowed to feel how they feel. Are they right? For them, yes. For me, I don't care. If I start taking other people's opinions into consideration in my day-to-day decisions, then I'm not living my life. I'm living my life for other people. And when I was living my life for other people, I wasn't successful. I wasn't getting other opportunities. Yet now that I care about myself and that I'm picking up wins and that you could see me every single weekend all over the tri-state area, now people are starting to take notice. Maybe they don't like my attitude, but money's green regardless of whether you're good or bad. And if being this way and having this mindset is gonna move me forward in this industry, then that's just what I have to do for me.
Fair enough, man. And I'm an analytics guy. I'll call it down the middle, man. We'll see what those accomplishments, we'll see what a win here tonight will bring for you. You know, we have Bull James, obviously the ISPW heavyweight champion.
Yep.
We have a lot of champions in this company, man. Is that an immediate goal for you here at ISPW? You mentioned gold earlier.
Listen, if you don't have some kind of gold in your eyesight, in your eye line, in any independent wrestling company or any high-level wrestling company that you work for, why are you wrestling? Like, if you're in the NFL, what's your goal? To win the Super Bowl, you know? If you're in the Major League Baseball, you want the pennant. If you're in NHL, you want the Stanley Cup. Like, your goal should always be championships. I'm still fairly early in my career here in ISPW. Today's only my fourth match, you know? So, like, I still feel that I have a lot to do here to prove myself because, yes, like I said, I'm looking out for myself and I'm putting myself before others, but I don't want to be handed opportunities.
Okay, fair enough.
I want to earn opportunities. I want Tommy Fierro, the guy who runs ISPW, to look at me and be like, you know what? He's making enough of an impact here that I want to give him a shot at the title. I'm not demanding anything.
Like, fair enough.
Once again, another stereotype, the cream rises to the top. You know, and if I'm here and I'm putting on banger matches and I'm picking up win after win, eventually he's not going to be able to deny me a championship opportunity. And whether that's Bull James or whether that's Mike or whether I find a tag team partner, go for the tag team title, I don't know yet. Right now I'm just taking it match by match, victory by victory, and building up that wrestling momentum, because wrestling momentum's real, man.
Yeah. Oh,
wrestling momentum is real. Not just because a win is a win and the fans are like, oh, that guy won, let's give him opportunities. No. The more you win, the more you feel good about yourself, the more confidence that you have. And the more confidence you bring into each and every match, the more successful you're going to be, plain and simple.
All right, I'm a stats guy. I can't argue with that, Corvus. I just hope that somehow you find a happy medium, man. I like the old Corvus, but I see you bettering yourself. You know, just try not to rub the fans the wrong way, maybe. I started kind of getting in Dusty's face last time a little bit. You know, man, I hope you just stay on that right path. And what are the goals for you moving forward? Is it like the AEW Darks of the world? Is it the PWI 500s, all that kind of stuff? Or is it just what's right in front of you, match by match?
It's really just match by match, man. Like, I could set myself individual goals, like, oh, I want to make it to WWE, oh, I want to make it to AEW, oh, I want to go to Japan, oh, I want to do this. The more I do this, and the better my matches are, the more the people will take notice. And once again, I don't just want to be handed an opportunity for an AEW Dark. I want to be doing so well out there that somebody sees me and goes, you know what? I want to give that guy an opportunity. I don't want to be handed anything. And I spent so long wrestling for other people that that's years wasted to me. That's years I could have been building myself. Years I could have been building this momentum and getting people to notice. That's where the frustration comes from. I don't hate the fans. But if they're going to give me a negative reaction when I walk through the curtain, why am I going to beg them to cheer for me?
Fair enough.
I'm not going to beg anybody to like me. It's not my responsibility to make somebody like me. There's people out there that still respect what I do in here.
Absolutely.
There's still people Absolutely. Out there that regardless of my attitude or my change of mindset, they still respect what I'm doing in the ring.
Yeah.
And those are the people that are going to see this consistent momentum building and building and building until nobody in professional wrestling can deny what the Matt Mechanic, Eric Corvus brings to the table.
Absolutely, man. And I'll be fair, man. You know, your job isn't to make everyone cheer for you. It's to get the 1-2-3 submission, the Matt Mechanic, whatever you got to do, man. And I don't mean to ask the cliche questions, man. I want to be respectful of your time. I know you got a match, but I got to ask you this one. I look around the room. I see the Tommy Dreamers of the world. I see Earl Hebner around here, man. ISPW, we see a lot of legends. We got our 80s con coming back, 80s con 4, man. I mean, the cool thing I love about this business right now is the opportunity. A lot of AEW talent coming over to the independents. A lot of legends like Tommy Dreamer here tonight, man. What's the match, man? What's the match that you want some of that national talent that you want to face that you haven't yet?
I mean, listen, if we're talking about, like, bucket list stuff
for me growing up,
like, without just being stereotypical because you named him, like, Tommy Dreamer is on that list. The two guys that made me want to become a professional wrestler were Tommy Dreamer and Raven, because the story that they wove in ECW, that intrigued me more than a wrestling move or a wrestling spot ever did. That's where I really learned what storytelling is in pro wrestling. And I'm not saying that Tommy Dreamer and Raven weren't in great shape back then, but they looked like guys.
Yes.
They looked like dudes that you could go to the bar and have a beer with.
Yeah.
Made me, Hulk Hogan didn't make me feel like I could become a wrestler.
Yeah.
Ultimate Warrior didn't make me feel like I could become a wrestler. Looking at Tommy Dreamer and Raven made me feel that I could be a professional wrestler. I'm not even lying to you right now. Listen.
Resident Evil fan, by the way.
Yes, of course. Like, 100%. But I'll give you a little story.
Corvus. Please, of course.
Corvus is Raven in Latin.
Really?
C-O-R-V-U-S, like Pete.
Yes, yeah.
Is Blackbird in Latin. I changed it to an I because it looked more pleasing as a real name.
Okay. But did not know that little trivia here.
One of my bucket list things is to wrestle Tommy Dreamer.
Do you want to show it to the camera? Yeah, bring it up, man.
As Tommy Dreamer.
You got to show him that, by the way.
That,
he'll pop
that is That is me and my girlfriend dressed as Tommy Dreamer and Raven.
That's amazing.
For a wrestling-themed birthday party.
That is so good. That's a solid Tommy Dreamer
That's
costume,
what I'm saying,
too, man.
Like, but I don't want him to know. Like, I want to get booked against him one day.
Okay.
And then just come out dressed as him.
Yes.
And just see his face.
A little
but, like, if you're, like, bucket listing it, it's that guy. If we're talking about indie dudes that are out there killing it right now, Jordan Oliver.
Because,
I've known him since he was a literal child.
You guys never fought?
We've been in matches before.
Okay.
We've been in, like, multi-man matches before. But not when he was at this level. It was still when he was coming up.
Fair enough.
I was in a triple threat with him and Casey Navarro once. I was in a Fatal 4-Way with him and Black G's and who else? Somebody else was in that match. But, now that Jordan's out there, like, he's a finished product. you know? And to have known somebody when he was like 15, 16 years old, just getting his feet wet in the business.
Yeah.
Dude, he just won the J Cup, bro.
Killing it.
Like, he's out
killing
there doing things. I wanna do that with him. Another dude, like, I've wrestled Joey Janela a million times,
okay, yeah,
but I've never wrestled Joey, like, now, like, at his mecca level,
yeah,
you know, like, super Joey. That's another dude, like, he was a child when I first watched him come into this business. It's not necessarily that I'm out there watching dudes that are like, oh, they're so good, I want to wrestle them. It's dudes that I've had a personal relationship with and that I have gotten to watch,
yes,
and grow and become these amazing wrestlers. And now, I was there at the beginning, now I want to wrestle you. Like, not that they're at the end of the journey, but, like, they're so close to their apex, man, and they're still just growing and getting better.
I love to
and
see
if,
it.
And if, like, if you don't want to challenge yourself against those types of opponents, man, then what are you even doing here?
That's fair, man. Really well said. You like a little bit more of that hardcore style. A lot of the guys you mentioned are a little bit more of those gimmicky kind of matches. Is that kind of your thing? Or, I mean, because you're the Matt Mechanic. Shout out Kakal GKM. Got to shout him out. I don't mean to speak your side. That's my guy right there,
that's
man.
That's fine. I wouldn't necessarily, like, when the moment calls for it,
yeah,
yes, but I'm not going to build a career around it.
Right, exactly.
But, like, if I'm in, like, I've been in hardcore matches against Joey Janela.
Yeah.
Like, I've thrown him.
Vertigo.
I've thrown him down bleachers. Vertigo,
yeah, yeah,
as well. Like, I've been in there. I was in there in a street fight against Brody Lee and Necro Butcher once.
Did,
like,
not know,
like,
that.
Yeah, man. Like, I've been in there. I had a first blood match against Jimmy Jacobs back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when the moment calls for it, I'll do it. You know, mm-hmm, I'll be there for it. But, like, I want it to mean something, you know? If people see me bleed, it's because they earned my blood.
Fair enough.
You know, not just because somebody paid me to bleed, you know? I want it to be earned, and I want to feel that, like I'm bleeding for a reason, and I'm fighting with weapons and all that shit for a reason. You know, but I have, dude, if Tommy Dreamer wanted me to have ECW,
oh, yeah, I'd be the first one out the curtain.
Dude, I'd be boom, right to the front of the line. I'll fight somebody to do it.
Hey, man, we're manifesting things out in the world. You know, ISBW, great opportunities. Corvus, thank you so much for making the time, man. I'm so glad to see you healthy, man. I'm so glad to see how far you've come, man. Just be careful, man, towing that line, man. I know, you know, you don't want to put attitude over gratitude, bro. I want the fans to be behind you. Maybe I'm being selfish. Maybe I want the old Corvus all the time, man. But I know it needs to be for you. Another day, another dub. I appreciate you making the time. Continued success, Corvus. Thank you, brother.
I appreciate it very much. And like I said with the fans, man,
please,
like, they can like what I'm doing or they can not like what I'm doing. But if they're not treating me right, I'm not going to beg them to like me. But you want to follow me, you want to follow my journey, I'm on all social media at Eric Corvus.
Yep.
Just keep up to date. I'm wrestling every single weekend. I'm trying to fill up my dates as much as possible. If you want to see me, then come out and see me, man. Show me the respect or show me the hate. I'm going to feed off of it one way or the other.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Mechanic, Eric Corvus, we out.